It's the MMA Insiders. MMA Insider. The inside scoop and hardcore fight talk from the experts. Now, here's your hosts, Steve Cofield and Adam Hill.
All right, our favorite part of the program. And Brett will be back next week. Brett Okamoto from ESPN.com. Adam Hill, Steve Cofield, the MMA Insiders is back. If you missed any part of the program, we'll start trying to do video for the show up on Facebook Live, but it is archived at LVSportsNetwork.com in just a little bit. So in our final about 8 minutes or so, like I said, my favorite part of the program, making picks, trying to make some money, some bragging rights. The UFC card is on Sunday. Why is that?
You know, it's a case. I know that the Fox has been asking for different times and different things that are going on. I think
it's part of the deal, like four Sunday card a year or something.
Yeah,
like that?
And I think they have a lot of college basketball programming too that goes on Saturday, so it works. I mean, we've talked about this that you know the ratings aren't like astronomical on Fox, but compared to everything else that they do on Fox Sports One, UFC does really, really well for them. I think some of the Sunday cards that they've done in the past have done well, especially when they build off NFL. But in this case, yeah, it works out that you have college basketball all the day Saturday. So you get some good live programming on Sunday night, especially when the NFL is over. And it makes sense that they put some cards. But, yeah, it's in the deal that they do several per year, and this is one of them.
So there's actually a card tomorrow before the UFC card on Sunday, and it's Bellator 172. And, yeah, I'm going to watch. Fedor, Melianenko, the great heavyweight from Pride, and you know UFC has never been able to sign Fedor. He's fighting the guy known as Meathead.
Yeah.
A former UFC heavyweight, Matt Mitrione, former NFL player. Mitrione is 135 as a favorite.
125 now.
Okay.
It's gone down like every hour.
Okay. I would take Fedor as a slight dog because I think this will be a stand-up fight the entire way. Actually, if Fedor can get him down, I think he'll twist him up. But I think Fedor will catch him with something. Fedor might get beat up by a jab, but I think eventually he'll catch him with some bomb overhand right and take him out.
Well, we see the fight completely differently, I guess. I was completely stunned when I saw the number a few days ago.
You think it's way too low.
Mitrione was like 170, 180.
Okay.
Now it's too low. I think it's insanely low. I've seen Fedor's last couple fights. Listen, Fedor stinks. But people remember what he was at a time. And Mitrione is not a world beater. Like, Mitrione has... He's big and he's strong and he's really fast for a heavyweight, but he's got holes in his game for sure. And Fedor is what a lot of people consider the greatest heavyweight of all time.
Mm-hmm.
He's not that fighter anymore, but you're right, he could catch him, and he's got enough skills that he certainly could give Mitrione problems. But I think Mitrione is just a far better fighter at this point in their careers. I don't see, especially in the stand up, Fedor being able to do much. He's got, you know, he could go big overhand right, you know, old school Fedor. But Mitrione's got he's got length on him. He's got the reach on him. He seems to have everything on him. Yes, he can make the mistake. But I think the line is completely out of whack. We'll see. I know there's a huge sentimental feeling around Fedor, but I just don't see it.
Lock of the weekend, Fedor plus money. UFC Fight Night 105. Some interesting fights on this card. Some female fights of note. Carla Esparza, a big favorite over Randa Markos, 285. Sarah McMahon making her slow build back up in that 135 division. She's a big favorite, minus 500. So let's concentrate on the top two fights. One, Hector Lombard, Johnny Hendricks. About 6 hours ago, tweet from a dude at MMA Junkie, Mike Bone. Johnny Hendricks just told me he currently weighs 197. What? He fights at 170. No, he doesn't anymore. He fights at 185. That's still not real comforting that he weighs 197 and the weigh-in is Saturday morning and the guy has missed weight repeatedly at 170. Yeah, do we really have to worry about him not making middleweight now?
Yeah, I think you have to worry about it. I think he'll make it. Like, he's, you know, we talked about it, he's missed weight a couple of times. But, you know, I think I'm just going to go out and say, I assume that he's got people around him that have been helping him through this cut and saying, you know, it's different than what it was at 170, that it is a higher percentage, you know, of your body weight at this point that than it was at 170. It's a lower percentage of your body weight, I should say, and so maybe they know what they're doing. I don't know. I'm just trying to come up with some reason.
Trying to wrap my head around that, how this could be happening.
Yes, I saw the same report earlier, and I just said, you know what? We'll think about it tomorrow when it gets there. It's not a title fight, so it's not completely, you know, important that he makes weight necessarily. For him, it is because of the money, but it's not like, there'd be no title online or anything. It's just a regular fight. I felt for a while that Johnny Hendricks probably should not be fighting anymore. I think if he misses weight again and he's at 185 this time, it probably validates that opinion. But he did, you know, even though he missed weight last time, and he did come out and lose the fight for the third straight time to Neil Magny, I thought he had stretches where he looked better in his last fight.
Magny said he's the strongest 170 he's ever faced.
Yeah.
You know, in the clinch, so he can still wrestle. The problem is he's going against a guy who will be strong at 185 in Hector Lombard, who's a heavily muscled dude. This is an impossible fight to pick because I don't know that either guy will go down. I don't think Lombard's going to have a gas tank. I don't know if Hendricks is having a bad weight cut, so he might not have a great gas tank. Can either guy take the other one out with the hands? Yeah, they both have knockout power. So where do you go? 145, Lombard's the favorite.
Yeah, I think, again, like I said, Hendricks looked better in his last fight than he has in the last couple of fights. He did lose for the third straight time, but I thought he showed signs. I think coming up to 185 is a good step, as long as he can make the weight, as we just mentioned, he might not. I think there's things to maybe show some encouragement about Hendricks. But like I said, I think he should have been done a while ago. I'm not that comfortable with him even fighting anymore. I think Lombard is going to be too strong. You mentioned they both have the knockout power. Hendricks really has come to just rely on hopefully can land one big left hand and end a fight, and I just don't think it's going to happen in this case. So I really like Hector Lombard in this spot.
Main event. Travis Brown going against the Black Beast, Derek Lewis. Tweet from earlier today. Is this reason for celebration if you want to bet Travis Brown? Brown, better known now as Ronda Rousey's boyfriend, maybe. Also,
maybe.
Unfortunately, works with Edmund, Coach Edmund, who's a lot of people think basically stymied the career of Ronda Rousey. Tweet from earlier today, Travis Brown confirmed to me that Edmund will not be in his corner at UFC Halifax. Ray Sefo and Ricky Lundell get the assignment. What do you think?
I think the damage has been done by Edmund. I think once with Edmund, always with Edmund. And, you know, Brett
bad habits cannot be broken.
Brett, who's just here, had extensive conversations with Travis Brown, did a story on it, and he was still working with Edmund. He's just not going to be in the corner. I think Travis Brown is one of the more talented, you know, fighters that you're going to find in the heavyweight division. He's so athletic. He's tall. He's got the size. There's so much he can do. And, you know, you talk to guys who were around him early in his career and thought he was just going to blow up into a superstar. It just hasn't happened. He's still capable, I think, of doing some of those things because of just his natural athletic ability. But I think his career hit just a complete roadblock with, I'm not just going to 100% blame it on Edmund, only like 95. But I think it changed him for the worse to work with him. I don't think it's going to be solved just because he's not in his corner for this fight. And I think that Derek Lewis has been frustrated by guys that don't really want to stand in front of him because nobody does, because you know what he can do with his power. And he's had guys frustrate him a little bit. And I think Travis Brown will frustrate him with some of his speed. I think he'll move enough to make it difficult for Lewis to just land that one big punch. But I think it's going to happen at some point in this fight because I think it will be all stand-up. And at some point, Brown will get caught. And Lewis is just so strong. And his power is, you know, devastating. It changes the game. And at some point, he'll hit him, and the fight will end pretty quickly.
Yeah, Derek Lewis a little bit bigger weight-wise. Yeah. Cuts to 265, 6'3", 265, former defensive lineman on the JUCO level, and just swings for the fences throughout the fight. I guess my problem with Brown now is I just don't know how smart he's going to fight, because he should try to really make it an MMA fight and get him down. And just how tentative he's going to be. He can make this a fight by using kicks, using his length.
Oh, of course.
But will he do it? Will he fight like he used to fight?
And his speed. I think his speed can be frustrating. But I just don't think he has enough.
We're out of here. You can catch the show on replay on lvsportsnetwork.com. Thanks to Mark Seidel. See ya.
MMA Insider Show.